I think now about the wisdom of the Bemembas, and I think about what a difference it might have made if we'd have placed her in the center of the room, or the circle, and everyone would have told her everything we could possibly think of about what was positive about her from the time that she showed up in our family as a baby, our little girl. I remember the time when she went across the street when we were on Maui and went to the little shopping center, and she came walking back. She was maybe three with a present that she bought for her mom for Mother's Day, surprising everybody, but we were also concerned about her not getting hit by a car walking across the street, and how she always made us laugh with her funny little comments about calling cookies dadus and the funny little way that she could move her mouth. And when anybody was sad, she had a way of making everybody laugh when she was just a little girl. And her brothers and sisters could recount many, many times when she was working out at the barn by the horses, and she would stop and ask and beg us to please stop at Dunkin' Donuts and get us a couple of dozen of donuts, because the migrant workers who were there don't ever get to eat anything like that. And wouldn't it be nice if we could give some to them? When she was just a little girl, that thoughtful, beautiful heart of hers. And on and on and on, these kinds of stories, everybody has them, and all of us could think about and provide her with spirit, with love, with a feeling of how important you are and how loved you are and how much God loves you and how much we love you, and not even talk about the things that were disturbing to us, and not even talk about what was causing us pain, but just to lay it on her, nothing but spirit, nothing but spirit, nothing but spirit, nothing but love, nothing but kindness, and to love her through it. And in this kind of a circle of compassion and a circle of love, in the Bemembe tribe, only once in every 5 years, with several thousand people, would there even be a necessity for someone to act in such a way. And this is how they were always treated. There's a great lesson in that. And I'd like each one of you listening to this to think about that person that may be struggling in your heart and in your life, and to put them in a tribal circle, and to take everybody in their life and just continually bombard them with how divine they are, with how wonderful they are, with how much they are loved, and all of these wonderful memories. A person would have to have their energy elevated, wouldn't they? Wouldn't you have to get to a point where you just want to feel better and perhaps even return to the state of well-being from which you came? That as a possibility, just as a possibility, think about those insolent, angry, self-destructive people and their behaviors, and understand that they too came from God, and that they need to be reminded about their own spirit and help them. And this is one of the ways I believe that you can provide inspiration and also give a person who is non-inspiring in your life an opportunity to be just that. And I can tell you from my own experience of learning that and practicing that with my daughter, and with lots and lots of other people as well, that she now is someone who works with people who have addiction problems and has transcended that in her life. Because the way to reach somebody, in my opinion, is to love them through it. To love them through it in a way in which you constantly convey to them, I'm sending you love, even though you are behaving in ways that I find difficult and I don't even want to be around. But nevertheless, you are loved by me, and I'm going to remind you of what a terrific, beautiful soul you are and how grateful I am for the moments that we've had together. It's a great teaching, a very powerful teaching. The second thing I'd like to share with you here about receiving and providing inspiration came from a man that I have great admiration and love for. His name is Ram Dass. Ram Dass' real name is was Richard Alpert. He was a Harvard professor back in the 1960s, with Timothy Leary, and left Harvard and went off to India. And while he was in India, he met a guru, a great divine teacher, who he's written several books about. His name was Neem Karoli Baba. And Neem Karoli Baba gave him the name Ram Dass and took him under his wing. He wrote one of the very, very first books that ushered in the whole spiritual revolution. It was called Be Here Now. I remember reading it in the 70s and being deeply affected by it and touched by it. It's a very unusual book. And Ram Dass, when he wrote this book after meeting his guru, donated all of the royalties to the Seva Foundation and various foundations, because his teacher told him, his guru told him, do not take money. Serve people, feed people, and love God. Those were the messages that he was given. He was a brilliant speaker, was someone that I really treated as a mentor, even though I didn't even know him. I listened to all of his tapes. I went and to hear him lecture whenever I could. He taught me about humility, about being able to poke fun at yourself, about not taking yourself too seriously. Taught me about when I speak to an audience, don't put yourself above anybody in that audience. Make yourself available to the people. Love people, feed people, be kind to people, be generous to people, be fun, have a lot of humor in what you do, be committed. These were all things that I learned from Ram Dass. And in 1997, going back and forth from India, back to the United States, to India, back to Europe, India, he was writing books about miracles and books about his guru and all of these great teachings, books about meditation. And I always felt this is a great teacher in my life. Somehow I'm going to be involved in his life. He hardly ever took a lecture fee. In fact, I don't think he ever did. He always donated all of his fees to some kind of an organization, some kind of a charity. Just he was one of these givers. Had very few things, didn't wear Western clothes. In 1997, he had a stroke. And he was paralyzed over a large percentage of his body, rendered into a wheelchair. And he still continued to write. He wrote a book called Still Here and talked about what the aging process was like and what it was like to be stroked, as he calls it. He was stroked and was able to laugh about it and joke about it. And then he moved to Maui. I called him one day, asked if I could come out to his home. And we had dinner over in Maui in Wailea one evening, and I found out that he had no money, that he had donated everything in his life to other people, to various charities and so on, and he wanted to live on Maui. So I went to work and wrote a letter and put it out on the internet and asked people to make contributions. If you want to know more about it, you can go on my website, WayneDyer.com, and find it. But people have been sending in contributions and helping out and so on. And Ram Dass and I have become very close friends. I've been working with him and helping him to overcome this paralysis. I've got him on glyconutrients, which I believe is helping him dramatically. He's really shown quite a bit of improvement. He does satsangs at his home, the place that he's renting now, and we're in the process of gathering up enough to provide a home for him so that people from all over the world that he has impacted and touched can come there and be with him rather than him traveling, because traveling for him now is an impossibility at this time. We have some of the most beautiful experiences in his home of chanting and singing, and we had on one of the Jewish holidays, he called me and said, we're having a Hindu experience tonight. Because he's Jewish himself, but he was born that way, and it was Rosh Hashanah or one of those Jewish holidays, and it was also a Hindu holiday, so it was Hindu. So we had Jewish food and Indian food, and we did chants, and we also did some of the kinds of the Jewish things as well, and it was a great evening. At any rate, he has devotees and people who've been reading his books and people he's helped. He's done a lot of work with the dying over his lifetime.